think the Mets have found something.
They were sexy last night.
Sexy is a good word. They this Nolan McClain is...
Man.
I mean, you want to talk about setting a tone. And you know what? A sweep by the Phillies as they pulled to within, you know, another game closer to the division lead. You know, you want to talk about there's still a lot of time. You still think the Phillies might win the division. Whatever. Yes, all of that is true. What this kid did, though, and has done in his three starts is simply remarkable. And last night... You know, there's two different things that I love. Number one, he starts the game off by striking out Trey Turner on three straight pitches. And then you look at the eighth inning. And I'm not going to lie, when he finished the seventh, I'm like, are they going to let him pitch
the eighth? I thought they were going to pull him.
And I know the pitch count was low, but I mean, who the hell knows in this day and age? He comes out.
It looked like he started to dry up a little bit. And I was like, this is a good time to kind of say, all right, good job, kid. Let's save you. But they was like, no, let him go.
Fair enough. But he goes out there for the eighth. And, you know, you got first and third, nobody out. And I'm thinking, they're going to yank him. And again, they let him pitch through it. This is what you were talking about the other day. They let him fight through it, and he winds up, you know, you get the fly ball, you get the pop up, and then he's out of the inning. And it was really something cool to see, and the place was electric. And another one of those nights where they're not winning only because of the home run ball. They're stringing together base hits. You had the two out. I think the two out RBI single from Vientos was really good to see, and then he hits the home run.
That bomb.
Unbelievable. And all of a sudden, the feeling of this team, the baseball season's stupid. I mean, last week when they can't, you know, when they're losing two out of three to Washington, it's like, this team stinks.
Right.
Then they go and they win the first two games in Atlanta, but they can't quite finish the sweep. It's like, this team stinks. And then you see what they've done against the Phillies and that lineup, and they have just continued. I think it's 30-something, like 38 hits in three games against the Phillies. I mean, really, you can't explain it.
No, I think you made a good point about the eighth. I thought when Soto was able to get the ball home to keep it scoreless, and then and the same out to left field happened again, it was good to see the team say, nah, we talked about having that killer instinct. That was a great example of that right there.
Which was lacking.
Which was lacking. But to see it come together... and then obviously when he finished the eighth, to see everybody jumping around in the dugout, it was cool, right? Like it's good to see this team dialed in. Like, no, man, this is where we're going to charge the hill, if you will. So congratulations to the Mets.
Gary Cohen said, I think it was in maybe the sixth inning. I don't remember when I heard him say it, but he said, if he wins, which he did, he will be the first Met pitcher in the history of the franchise to win his first three starts.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible. When you think about, I mean, listen, I know the Mets have been around since 1910. I get that. But they've been around for a long time now, and they've had some pretty damn good pitchers. That, to me, was, I don't know, I was kind of shocked when I heard that. But, and see, you know what, CBS Sports Network just put the graphic up. That is exactly indeed the case. So he was right when he said that. The thing I like about watching him, so if you take it back to Sean Manaea and Kodai Senga, I love Manaea, but he's been tough getting going this year, as we know. And Senga just nibbles so much. And he throws a million pitches. This kid comes right after you, and he is, I think, I wrote it down because I wanted to make sure I had it proper. Out of Nolan McClain, here we go. Eight innings, four hits, six strikeouts. How about this number? 95 pitches, three eight innings. 71 strikes.
Oof.
This guy is throwing not on every batter, I get that, but on almost every batter, he is throwing strike one. He's ahead 0-2, 1-2, and he's in command of every at bat, and he is so good within the strike zone. Now, you compare that to some of the other pitchers we've watched, that feels like a tooth extraction. I mean, he is a pleasure to watch. And that game moved along beautifully. He doesn't waste much time. And
well, I thought you, as you started off, I thought you hit it right on the hand. It's how he started the game. He just went right at him. It wasn't no warm up, figure it out. Let me kind of ease my way through this. I thought his command was on from the jump, and I thought it set the tone for the rest of the game.
No question. And now you think, you know, big picture, as we get closer and closer to September now, you start to think about Nolan McClain. Now, I don't know that this continues. I don't know that it doesn't. You know, these three games he's pitched, he's seeing new lineups. They're seeing him for the first time. So I don't know, you know, how long this run goes. But he's highly thought of. He dominated in the minor leagues. And so far in three games in the majors, he has looked the part and then some. You know, you think about Tong starting now tomorrow night against the Marlins. You think about Sproat probably on the way. And all of a sudden, and we talked about this yesterday, thinking about this game last night, you start to look at this Met pitching rotation in a much different way and this team, because all of a sudden, I don't care whether it's football, basketball, baseball, there is a renewed energy about this team because of what is coming up the pike.
Right, I agree. But I also think one of the positives, as we talked about, is the fact that we were able to get through six and one of our guys looked strong and in command. And I think it just adds more oomph to the bullpen. Like, hey, man, we can do this. Right, this is on us. And we'll see what happens. Like, Tong's up, and hopefully this isn't – I know I've been a little redundant here, but hopefully this is the momentum we've been talking about. Like, this is the surge that we need, especially as we roll into September.
Well, and a big part of that, too, as we move from the pitching to the lineup – are the quality at bats they're having. And Mark Vientos, while, you know, maybe wasn't part of building that lead, but tacked on. I mentioned the two out single. You know, think about what we've complained about with the Mets all season long, and that is hitting with runners in scoring position, getting the big two out hit. You know, I came in here, I think it was with you, or maybe it was with G, whatever. That was you with you on Monday.
Yeah.
Or even Sunday when I did the solo show. You know, I watched the Red Sox on Saturday put great at bat after great at bat against the Yankees, and they had a lot of two out hits, a lot of, you know, hitting with runners in scoring position, moving runners over, doing the little things to make sure they scored runs in different ways. And again, it is only a few days, and I get that. But all of a sudden, this team seems like, as you say, the momentum, it seems like they're starting to click on all cylinders. Aside from Ryan Helsley, who was pretty awful the other night, you are starting to get decent starting pitching. Last night, incredible starting pitching. But the quality of the at-bats to me, you know, you look at where they strung together those hits the other night to win the game in the ninth inning, four straight hits off of Duran, which was fun to see. Then the bottom of the third last night, you got this kid, he's putting up zeros, inning one, inning two, inning three, and then all of a sudden here comes, I think it was Beatty that doubled. You had the, excuse me, bunt. I don't know what Senga was doing, if it was supposed to be a sacrifice or whatever, but he gets the bunt single. And then all of a sudden you get, you know, Lindor comes up with a base hit. Soto comes up with a base
Nemo
hit.
Had it.
Alonso. Yeah, like it was all of a sudden everything you wanted to see. And it's like, this is what we've been looking for all year.
Yeah, I think it's great, man, because I'm falling in love. I can't believe I'm saying this that long. I'm really falling in love with Vientos, man. For him to have that RBI single and then come back around with that two-run bomb, I'm like, man, this is, and it's so interesting because we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. If Lindor and Alonso and Soto aren't doing their job, they fall flat and they look flat. But when you see all hands on deck and they're responding and they're producing, man, they're starting to look like must-watch TV. And I thought last night was a great example. And so when you, like, to your point, when you have the bats performing at that level where they're kind of matching what McClain was able to do last night, that's when you say, okay, we got something here. Now, how can this carry on?
And I've got to think, too, inside that clubhouse, when you see a kid go out there and pitch the way he's pitching, you know, I also would think that kind of creates some more energy for the team itself as well. And then when he goes out there and starts the way he did, you know, I know it's not easy. And it's Taijuan Walker, who, I mean, at this point in his career is not exactly a dominant starter. But I've got to think they were, like, you know, foaming at the mouth last night to get started and kind of continue this momentum, as you like to call it.
Yeah, it's so funny you talking about the crazies, the Mets crazies. When they started panning the crowd, we saw Elmo and Oscar, and then you saw the microphone thing.
It's wild. I know, it's all over the place.
I saw that, and I was like, this is a little getting out of it. It's getting crazy. Yep. Some dude had Tupperware. He brought the
I saw that with a hanger to make it the microphone.
But it was great because this is what sports is about, right? And then when you have the performance they had last night, you're like, all right. This is why you dial in this time of year, especially when the team is trying to make a run. So I enjoyed the game last night. It was fun. And I just, you know, hopefully it's something they can tack on.
It is crazy, though. Well, again, it doesn't matter what the sport is. It's amazing how a season can have ebbs and flows like it does. It could be a football team that starts, you know, the Bengals last year started, whatever it was, 1-3, or they started horribly.
0-3.
Was it 0-3?
Yeah, it was 0-3.
And then they're fighting at the end to try to make the playoffs when they couldn't get out of their own way early. You kind of knew they had it in them. The Mets, while I'm not saying they started, you know, 10-30 or anything like that, but they had that swoon in June, even much of May, too. May, June, and July were really awful. And parts of August haven't been great. But yet, here we go, as we hit September, and this is really the stretch run. If, in fact, they can, and I don't expect them to win, you know, 13 games in a row. I mean, it'd be nice, but, you know, if all of a sudden they keep winning series after series after series, you know, the word you use is momentum. you know, that's day to day. If they can string together series wins, you've got a team that, while looked fantastic in April, looked dead in the water in July, all of a sudden, with that lineup, with the renewed life in the rotation and the length you think you might get from the starters, you know, if in fact that does indeed continue, you can make every case again that this team could go challenge and go deep in the playoffs.